And it will be Caleb Dawson to kick off for the Valparaiso Vikings. He will kick off left to right, two men deep. It's Tristan Peterson and Jacob Coker, right to left, far to near. As we've seen Roy Packard, by the way, back in the lineup tonight. We were telling you about the lineups, but we'll give those to you later. Anyway, we've seen Jacob Coker, I should mention. He has done a great job on kickoff returns this year. Six returns for Coker for 182 yards. He is averaging 30 yards a kickoff. So we are getting set. Number 93, Caleb Dawson, from the north end zone toward the south end zone to kick it off. It's Peterson and Coker, the return men. Week 6 of high school football throughout Hoosierland about to commence with a DAC clash between the Valparaiso Vikings and the Crown Point Bulldogs. The ball pinned up at the 40 of Valparaiso. Dawson gets set to apply his right foot. The scoreboard has 12 minutes on the clock. We are set to go. And so too is Dawson as he moves in and boots the right foot as the kick sails to the right side. It's actually going to be fielded by an up man for the Bulldogs. And we'll see who that up man is as he's able to bring it across the 30. Out to, and that's actually Roy Packard. Roy Packard, the return man. You had two deep, Peterson and Coker, but it was Roy Packard able to get into that one.
All right, so a shorter than normal kickoff to about the 20, return to the 33. And we're going to start the new series here for Crown Point. First series of the game with 11:54 to go. Here's the play-by-play with Frank Sprinkle.
Three receivers to the left, single it out to the far right side. A pistol look on first and 10, the first play of the game. Three steps out of the shotgun. Jada stays in the pocket, short roll to the right, and the pass caught, and then pop! Coker had it in his hands for a moment, and then you had a big hit that time by the Valparaiso Vikings coming up with a big hit that time, and it was a smash. Was Brody Crossan. Crossan, one of the outside linebackers on that team. So that's going to bring up second down and 10 as Crown Point works their offense from right to left. A receiver to the left and two receivers up top. It will be a pistol here on second down and 10 with a flanker running back to the left. That is Petoskey, who's at the H-back tonight, and Tristan Peterson, or actually Jake Jadis, gets a carry. Spin move, loses the football. The ball comes loose on the near side of the field. It's Croson that picks it up, and Croson has the football for the Valparaiso Vikings. So turnovers continue to bother the Crown Point Bulldogs.
Yeah, it looked like Jake Jadis had a decent gain of about 7 yards, but then he fumbled the ball. And it's recovered, as you said, by
Brody Crossan.
Crossan, wearing number 4.
So already 22 seconds into this one, and we have one turnover as Valparaiso will get the ball from the Crown Point 48-yard line. A receiver to the left for David Hittinger, now a receiver to the right. Double tights on the left side of the line. Out of the shotgun as Hittinger will pass it out to the far left side and into the hands of Rastovic as Rastovic is wrestled out of bounds out at about the 41 with Artie Akiwa providing the coverage for Crown Point. So a 7-yard pickup. On the 7-yard pickup on the connection from Hittinger to Rastovic.
So that'll make it 2nd and 3 for the Vikings at the Crown Point 41.
Two receivers out to the near right side, or three receivers, I should say. And here's the handoff as it's going to go to Overland.
Yeah, Overland with a carry, and it's a short carry.
A short carry out to the 41.
Yeah, it looks like it's no gain there if that's only to the 41. No gain there. Good stop there by the Crown Point defensive line right there on the front line.
Almost 1 minute shaved off the game clock, and you take a look at Dakota Overland against Chesterton. He had 105 yards rushing on 23 carries. Impressive. So Valparaiso terminates their huddle, and they will deploy two receivers out to the far left side. Double tights on the left side of the line. It'll be Hittinger out of the shotgun. He's going to stay in the pocket, pass it out for Rastovic. Rastovic inside the 10 to the 5, and he is brought down just shy of the end zone, right at the goal line, perhaps inside the 1. So Rastovic, who had only one reception last week, comes up with a big gain here to set it up first and goal from the one.
Wow.
So a 41-yard, so about a 40-yard pickup on the pass play.
Big pass play there. Looked like Crown Point was going to break it up there. I saw somebody looked like they had a, got a hand on a tip ball, but Resvick kept his eye on the ball and pulled it in for the reception.
Healy, a receiver to the near right side, out of the shotgun, his head injury. He has Overland to his right, and now Hoyt Overland gets the handoff, and he tries to curl the left side, and he is brought down for a loss of about three out to the four. Brandon McKinnon, the inside linebacker, getting to start the inside. Last week he got a start at the outside with the stop that time.
Yeah, he tried to sweep it to the left towards the visitor sideline, aiming for that goal line, but the defensive linebacker coming up to make the stop. But the ball is resting now on the, what, at the four-yard line?
Actually, it's going to be at the three. It's going to be second down and three, or second down and goal from the three with a receiver to the near right side. That receiver is Heatley. I formation behind the quarterback Kinger. It's Overland, a deep man in the eye that gets the carry, and he is going to be brought down in between the hashes as Overland stopped for what will be a third down situation here. Brandon McKinnon with yet another stop.
Yeah, that time running straight ahead right into the heart of the Crown Point defense. Again, the ball resting at about the three-yard line, no gain.
This will be the sixth play of this drive after the fumble recovery on the part of Brody Crossen, the outside linebacker for Valparaiso. Now three receivers set to the left, single it out to the right. It will be Hittinger with a flanker running back. That is Overland to his right. A short roll to pocket. Now the pass sails and into the end zone. Incomplete. The intended man was Heatley, but it was deflected by the Bulldogs as Zach Bucci was able to come up with the deflection.
Yeah, great defensive stand here by the Bulldogs here early. This could be enough to rally the Bulldogs into something here as that pass goes incomplete by Hittinger.
That will bring on, well, actually, they're going to go. Actually, they are going to go. They're going to go. They're going to try the field goal.
Yeah, field goal. That's Caleb. No, is that, that's not Dawson lining up. That's a different kicker.
No, it is Dawson. He's number 93.
Okay, it is Dawson.
Dawson. And for Dawson, this should, this is a up through the uprights and 20 good from 20 yards.
Good, yeah.
20 yards for Caleb Dawson. As it took six plays, and Dawson with a field goal to put the Valparaiso Vikings on the board early, 8:56 remaining in quarter one, and a 3-0 Valparaiso lead.
Issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Has the recent economic turndown caused you financial difficulties? Do you have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. For nearly 20 years, attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice to the residents of Northwest Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit www.adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about attorney Adam Decker and his areas of practice. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Caleb Dawson to kick it off left to right. Two men deep for the Bulldogs. Peterson awaits it along the far right side. Has it about the 5, across the 10. Cuts to the left side. In between the hashes, he's to the 20 and through. And out across the 25 to about the 27 as Tristan Peterson with a return of about 22 yards. Let's give you a scoring recap, a drive summary on the previous Valparaiso scoring drive. It took six plays, 2 minutes and 42 seconds off the game clock, a 20-yard field goal by Caleb Dawson, and that's why Valparaiso leads it 3-0 with 8:50 remaining here in the first quarter of play, and Crown Point getting the ball at their own 27. Back to pass is Jadis, and he will set it up across the middle. Here is Peterson, as Peterson in between the hashes out to about the 41. That will be a pickup of 14 on the carry.
So going from Crown Point 29 out to the 41 on the play. Nice pickup for the Bulldogs on that pass from Jadis to Peterson.
And the Bulldogs have to come relaxed. Obviously, we know turnovers have been a problem. Jake Jadis picked off twice last week against the Portage Indians on the road. Three receivers and a bunch to the left side. Now Coker in motion, a receiver to the right as well. Pistol look, Jadis out of the shotgun. He'll hand it off. Here's Peterson in between the hashes and the new goal. Ducks across the 45, out to the 46. We'll have to see where the spotting is. He might have gone across the 40. Actually, they're going to dot the ball at the 45.
So that has about a four-yard gain there for Tristan Peterson. That'll be second and six.
Ball rests on the near hash mark to the left side for the Bulldogs. Second down and six from the 45. They need to get to their own 49 for a first down. Out of the pistol, Jadis wakes a snap, takes it at the face mask, hands it off. Here's Peterson trying to curl the outside, and he is stopped right at the numerals across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. Only a two-yard pickup on the carry by Tristan Peterson that time.
Yeah, he ran a lot more than 2 yards, though. It was mostly horizontal as he headed for the visitor's sideline, bringing it across the 45 to about the 47, two-yard pickup.
So that will bring up third down and four as Crown Point terminates their huddle offensively. It will be Morgan Kroll as a receiver to the near left side. He will be one of three receivers out to the left, a single receiver out to the right. Coker, the man in motion from left to right. Out of the pistol is Jadis here on third and four, and we have a flag.
Yeah, it looked like a lineman for Valparaiso encroached on the line of scrimmage before the snap, just before the snap. So violating the neutral zone, and that's going to be a five-yard penalty, enough for a first down by penalty.
So a gift given by the Valparaiso Vikings, and one thing about penalties, Crown Point's got to be careful they don't commit many of them. They had that problem really the last 2 weeks, last week at Portage and the week before that at Lake Central. So two receivers out to the right, it is a single receiver out to the left. That is Wes Honaker, and out of the pistol here is Tristan Peterson getting the carry, and Peterson will be tackled at the line of scrimmage for no loss, no gain. That time the stop for the Valparaiso Vikings was Matt Ford, who him and Austin Ford, two members of this defense, both brothers. Matt Ford, the left defensive end, a senior. Well, the ball rests on the right hash to the far sideline. 6.5 minutes remain in the first quarter. A 3-0 lead favoring the Valparaiso Vikings on the road. A receiver to the right, two receivers to the left, now three receivers to the left. And here is Jake Jadis keeping it all by himself. And Jadis is going absolutely nowhere except backwards. He may have lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a quarterback draw or if that was a broken play because it looked like he was hesitating there after the fake handoff. And he actually wound up losing a yard as the ball is now positioned at about the Valpo 49.
Crown Point breaks from their huddle. The clock, a downward spiral under 6 minutes for quarter number one. 3-0 favoring the Valparaiso Vikings. Two receivers to the left, a man in motion, a single receiver out to the right, and out of the pistol, Jada straight back, trying to find Jacob Coker, and Coker makes a catch. He brings it in between the hashes and brought down to the near side at the 40. So he is going to pick up quite a few yards on that play. He's going to be down a couple yards shy of the first down.
Yeah, they mark it at the 40, so he did pick up about 9 yards on the play. But it's going to be fourth down and short. Looks like fourth and two.
And the ball will come resting on the left hash to the near sideline as we come up on 5 minutes. A 3-0 lead for Valparaiso here in the first quarter with three receivers up top. It is Kroll, a single receiver to the left. Now Coker, the man in motion, out of the pistol. Jake Jadis will operate with Tristan Peterson right behind him. He'll take the snap of the numerals. Here's Tristan Peterson in between the hashes.
Oh, he's got the boom.
Outside the numerals. He's to the 15, 10, 5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
All right, that's Peterson all the way for the score for the Bulldogs. We're looking for something like that. So he breaks a long one. 40-yard run for Peterson here. With 4:52 to go in the first quarter, Crown Point goes up 6-3.
And for Tristan Peterson, that is only his second rushing touchdown of the season. He had only 27 yards. He actually had 91 yards last week, and pretty impressive. 27 of them were rushing, however. So here is Evan Markowitz. He will attempt the extra point. It will be Rock Hobman a snap. Artie Akiwa to hold. It will be on the north end part of the field to our left. Here's the snap, the placement made, the kick is up, it is 30 upright, and it is good for Evan Markowitz, and his 7-3 as Crown Point takes the lead with 4:52 remaining in the first quarter. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft-touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Kristen Peterson capping off the second touchdown run of the season. This one from 40 yards as with Evan Markowitz's extra point gives the Bulldogs a 7-3 advantage, 4:52 here for quarter number one as it will be Spaze Dorzaleski to kick off three men deep for the Valparaiso Vikings. Dorzaleski with the ball pinned up at his own 40 on the south end of the field awaits, and Dorzaleski will boot it. A low line drive kick that seals to the near side. It will be fielded by the Vikings as that will be Crook, Bryce Crook, bringing it out across the 25 to the 26. So this will be the second offensive possession for Valparaiso. It will start with 4 minutes and 58 seconds, and they will have the ball at their own 26. A quick scoring drive, 40-yard touchdown run by Tristan Peterson, took 6 plays and 3 minutes and 58 seconds, and that is why the Crown Point Bulldogs are leading 3-0 with 4:48 remaining here for the first quarter of play. Now left to right works the Valparaiso offense. They will do so with David Hittinger at the controls. He will have two receivers up top. Now a man in motion. That is the tight end. And the snap taken at the helmet here is Overland. And Overland is going to be brought down in between the hashes. Tackle made by the Bulldogs as coming up with the tackle that time. It is now off Elion. We saw him now off Elion as a starter last week. And we're seeing him in action here tonight.
So that brings up a 2nd and 8 after the 2-yard pickup there by Dakota Overland.
The ball rests at the 36-yard line. 2nd down and 8 coming up on 4 minutes here for the first quarter. Hettinger out of the shotgun, has a flanker running back to the right with two receivers. Hettinger will stay in the pocket, lobs it to the far left side, and the pass sails incomplete, intended for Rastovic along the far left side, right in front of his own sideline, but incomplete.
Yeah, that was kind of a weakly thrown ball. In fact, Hettinger was lucky that that was not picked off by the Crown Point defensive back, but it was so poorly thrown that I think the defensive back just put his arm up and swatted it away. Neither player had a chance to catch that one.
Well, you think of Hettinger, he only has passed for 443 yards coming into the game. A little over 50% in terms of passing completion. As a matter of fact, his interceptions outnumbers touchdowns just by one. 5 interceptions to 4 touchdowns. Now a receiver to the right, 2 receivers to the left. It's Hettinger back to pass, and Hettinger will set off the screen, and that's caught by Bryce Crook, the fullback. And it is Elion yet again with the stop. And that will bring the ball out to the 26.
So that was actually a loss on that.
So that was a loss, completion. And that will bring up 4th down and 10. That was actually from the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so now it's 4th and 10 from the 26.
So it will be Jared Smolar, number 99, to punt it away. 2 men deep, Coker and Peterson await for the punt return here as Smolar applies the right foot, boots it toward the left side as it will be fielded on a fair catch by Jacob Coker right at his own 46-yard line. And that is where Crown Point will take over with 3:19 remaining in the first quarter in a 7-3 Bulldog lead.
All right, so from the 46-yard line is where this drive will begin for the Bulldogs with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Bulldogs lead this game 7-3 after falling behind on that early turnover. Falling behind 3-0, they've come back, now lead it 7-3.
Ball dotted up inside the left hash at their own 46. Out of the pistol, Jake Jadis will hand it off to Tristan Peterson straight ahead as he is denied midfield, but does manage to pick up 3 yards on the carry. Matt Ford that time, the left defensive end, 6'3", 220 pounds with the stop. 5 tackles last week, came into this game having 28 overall. So that will bring up 2nd down and 6 with the ball pinned up at the midfield stripe. The ball rests inside the left hash to the near sideline. A receiver to the right, that is Wes Honaker to the far left right side. 2 receivers in, Kroll and Coker. Now out of the pistol here on, we have a penalty flag. The clock was rolling down, the play clock that is.
Yeah, there was miscommunication there on the line as I think the left tackle, I think, jumped into his defensive stance prior to the snap of the ball.
5-yard penalty on the false start, so what was 2nd down and 6 from midfield becomes 2nd down and 11 from the 45 of the Bulldogs. They terminate their huddle offensively. The ball pinned inside the left hash with 2 receivers. That is Petoskey and Kroll to the near left side. Coker in motion, Honaker to the right, and out of the pistol, here's Jadis, lines the pass for Tristan Peterson, catches it across midfield, tries to angle his direction to the left, and he is brought down at the 49 of Valparaiso. The tackle made by Brody Crossan.
So a short game brings the ball just across the 50-yard line to the Valpo 49. Pickup of about 7 on the play. That's going to make it, what are we at here?
At the 49 of the Valparaiso Vikings. So
yeah, we need to get to the 44, so it looks like it's 3rd and 5.
Receiver to the left, 3 receivers out to the right. It will be a shotgun snap from Rock Hotman into the hands of Jake Jadis. Tristan Peterson flanks him to his right. Deep back in the pocket is Jadis. Now a pump, now sends a pass, incomplete. That pass had a lot of zip, but it could have also been dangerous that time as Michael Krutz, the middle linebacker, number 33, could have had it picked. He was close to that football that time, Dave.
Yeah, that was thrown into a crowd, but it was a rifle shot aiming for Coker. Incomplete, though.
So that'll bring up 4th and 9, and here is Artie Akiwa to punt it away. 1 man deep for the Valparaiso Vikings as it will be Tony Carpenter, the lone return man. Here is the snap. The placement made. The left foot of Akiwa bounces it to the near left side. It angles to the left and out of bounds inside the 15.
Yeah, inside the 20 anyway. It looked like it went out of bounds prior to that 15 mark that you mentioned there. Looks like they're lining up and marking it at the 22-yard line of Valparaiso.
Right, so they're marking the ball at the 22. Both teams punting on their last possession, and Valparaiso taking over with a minute 24 left. They will get the ball at their own 23-yard line, and Crown Point with a 7-3 lead, a 40-yard touchdown run by Tristan Peterson on Crown Point's 2nd offensive possession at this point has made the difference. So 1st and 10 from the 23. It will be Hittinger underneath his center, Bishop, straight back the pass, slants it to the near right side, and caught by Healy right in front of the Bulldogs sideline, and he makes the catch out to the 30-yard line. That should be a pickup of 7 on the part of Alex Healy.
Yeah, that was a nice timing pattern for Hittinger to Healy, and nicely covered. I mean, our defensive back was right there for the Bulldogs, but good for 7 yards.
So the ball will come out for Valparaiso on the right hash to the near sideline. The clock pauses with a minute 20 seconds on this Kyle Bishop snap. It will tick downward. Hittinger under center. It is a man in motion from right to left, receivers left and right. And here is Overland getting the carry as Overland.
Bryce Crook,
at the fullback out to the 39. And that's going to be a pickup of 10 yards and a first down. Move those chains left to right. 1st and 10 for Valparaiso.
Yeah, first run there by Bryce Crook, the fullback. 5'10", 145-pound sophomore. And he's got a little bit of speed, a little bit of mixing it up there. And the ball, as you said, is at the Valpo 9 after a 10-yard pickup, 1st and 10.
So the clock coming up on 1 full minute and a Crown Point 7-3 advantage. A receiver to the right side, that is Rastovic. A receiver out to the left side as well. The tight end in motion from right to left. Split backs behind Hedinger, and here is Crook getting the carry. Crook trying to throw the left side, able to break a tackle, and Crook tackled outside the numerals to the far left side. As Crook that time was stopped by Pierce Jones.
Yeah, the Bulldogs were able to stretch that out as he tried to sweep to the left towards the visitor sideline. He went mostly lateral, wind up losing a yard on the play, so it'll be 2nd and 11.
And the clock under a half minute for the first quarter of play. Valparaiso terminates their huddle on what will be the drive's third offensive possession. So the ball resting at the left hash to the far sideline. They're going to send two receivers to the near right side. That is Healy and Rastovic, and Hedinger will take the shotgun snap. He'll hand it off. Here is Crook, and Crook able to manage the 40-yard line and pick up only two, as that will do it for the opening quarter of play. Third down upcoming for Valparaiso when we start the second quarter. In the meantime, 7-3, Crown Point with the lead over Valparaiso. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com.
The Law Office of Herman Barber is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. Herman Barber offers legal advice and services in the areas of estate planning, wills and trusts, and elder care. The Law Office of Herman Barber is located at 10200 Broadway in Crown Point. You can call him at 219-663-7400. Herman Barber, proud sponsor of Bulldogs football on USA-365.com.